Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, The Coonass and the Redneck. Yep, Anthony Gallo and myself, Tommy Chrysan, each have three college football picks against the spread for you. Anthony made you some money last week. He went 2-1. I went 1-1. I had a push, a tie, so we take that bet off the board. So we made you some money last week. We've been doing this a long time, and Anthony Gallo will have three picks. I'll have three picks, and hopefully you can win some money. Go beat the man, as they say. Three picks each against the spread. If you like to bet on college football or the NFL, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. The website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. And, of course, the Coonass and the Redneck podcast right here on Talking Sports with TK is brought to you by the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge, soon to have an Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores, and, of course, the Iceberg Limo, the best party bus in town. It's at the Iceberg Tap Room in Baton Rouge. We're going to tell you a whole lot more about the Ice House and the Iceberg Limo a little bit later in the podcast here. Appreciate you checking it out. Check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. Connect on social media, Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. And if you're a TikTok person, I am the oldest dude on TikTok. Just search for the oldest dude on TikTok, Talking Sports with TK. We're going to take a break here from our host anchor, then we'll be back. We'll be joined by Anthony Gallo from Gulf Shores, Alabama. And you are listening to the Coonass and the Redneck College Football Picks Against the Spread right here on Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned. Continue with Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Anthony Gallo from Gulf Shores, Alabama, who made you some money last week. We're going to try to make you some more money this week on the Coonass and the Redneck, our college football picks. We've done this for many, many years. And Anthony went 2-1 last week. I went 1-1. I had a push, so one bet went off the board. But we're having fun, and we each got three picks for you this week trying to make you some money. Let's go. We remind you, this is brought to you by the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge, soon to be an Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores, a couple of months down the road. We'll tell you more about that when we get closer. And, of course, the Iceberg Limo, the best party bus in the South. It's at the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge, or you can go to iceberglimo.com. We'll tell you more about that stuff in a minute, but I want to say hello to Anthony Gallo down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Anthony, good afternoon.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good down here. It's a beautiful day at the beach today, and loving every minute of it.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, you were 2-1 last week. That's a moneymaker, so I'm ready for your three picks this week.
Well, you know, last week, Tommy, there was some big games, and they were hard to pick last week. I guess I got a little bit lucky in the Tennessee game, but it counts. So here we go. I got three picks, and my first pick, Tommy, I'm going to take the California Golden Bears plus 11 at Notre Dame. This line's moved from 10.5 to 11. Marcus Freeman is 0-3 as the Irish head coach, counting the bowl game last year, and he's losing at home to Marshall last week. Cal is 2-0. They beat UC Davis, and they beat UNLV. Neither one of those teams are world beaters, but they have posted points. The Golden Bears with transfer quarterback Jack Plummer, not kin to Jake Plummer. He used to play for Denver. But Jack Plummer, he's a transfer from Purdue, and they're playing more consistent on both sides of the ball and with confidence. Notre Dame has lost its starting quarterback, and I don't see any way they deserve to be double digits right now over anybody. I'm taking Cal plus the 11.
All right, second pick.
My second pick, Tommy, I'm going into the SEC. I'm taking the Ole Miss Rebels minus 17 at Georgia Tech. Tech is 1-1 after beating FCS Western Carolina 35-17 last week, but Carolina still outgained them by 50 yards, and they had 26 first downs in the game. Georgia Tech's offense ranks close to last in yards and points per game. Ole Miss has one of the better rushing attacks in the nation. I see the Rebels controlling this ball, Tommy, with the rushing attacks. And here's a stat for you. Georgia Tech is 1-10 against the spread after a win in their last 11 games. I like Ole Miss minus 17 at Georgia Tech.
All right, your third and final pick.
My final pick, Tommy, I'm going back into the SEC again. Here we go, another line move going up in favor of the home team. But I like Miami plus the 6 at Texas A&M. We all know what happened last week with A&M losing to App State. They didn't look good. Now here comes 2-0 Miami coming in there, you know, with new coach Mario Cristobal. He's got trying to change the culture. After last week, I thought this game would be no more than a 3-point favorite. I figured they'd be favored, but not 6. It just seems like too many to me. But I think the key here is that the total on this game, Tommy, is 45.5. Vegas thinks both these teams will score, and I don't for 1 minute think that A&M can dominate the Miami defense on offense. And remember this, A&M scored one touchdown last week against App State, who had given up 9 touchdowns the week before against North Carolina. So I like Miami plus the 6 here, and I'm not surprised if they don't win it straight up.
All right, Anthony's got 2 underdogs and a favorite. Anthony Gallo, who went 2-1 last week, his 3 picks are Cal plus 11 against Notre Dame, Ole Miss minus 17 against Georgia Tech, and the Miami Hurricanes plus 6 on the road against the Texas A&M Aggies. Don't forget, if you like to bet on college football or the NFL, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. You can get it on your smartphone, your computer, the laptop, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Our consultants are 8-4 on the season, and we give you your money back if you don't buy a winning pick. Ice House Tap Room, Baton Rouge. I was in there the other night. Good food, nice menu that they have for lunch and dinner. The music, the lights. They've got the NFL ticket. They'll have all the Saints games or whatever NFL game you want. College football, they have LSU, Mississippi State with the volume up. They're really drawing some football crowds. Of course, Anthony, your son, Anthony Jr., runs the Ice House in Baton Rouge, and it's doing great. And it's always good times, always good people. Live music on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you haven't stopped by the Ice House Tap Room on Airline Highway near Barringer Foreman, you got to make sure you do.
Right, Tommy. You know, and they got a huge game on TV tonight. You got the Chargers and the Chiefs, a big, big game. And so if you got nothing to do, go down there, get you a cold one. They got all kind of taps, whatever you want down there. And, you know, good-looking bartenders. They got the whole setup down there, food and everything. Go down there, enjoy the game. And, you know, it won't be long, just a few months, that the Ice House Gulf Shores will be open shooting for the first of the year, maybe a little bit before that, Tommy. So, you know, everybody from Baton Rouge loves this area down here, the Orange Beach Gulf Shores area. So it'll be here sooner than you think. And, you know, I'm sure Anthony appreciates every customer that walks in the door. So go by there and have you a cold one, have you a good time.
And they got the best party bus in the South. Holds 24 people, got a bathroom on board, the video, the lights, the camera, the music. IcebergLimo.com. Just look up IcebergLimo.com or connect on Facebook and Instagram for high school games, dances at school, college tailgating, pro tailgating, or you just want to have a bunch of people get together, a bachelorette party, whatever it might be. IcebergLimo.com. That's where you got to go. All right, Anthony, last week I went 1-1. I'm 2-3 on the year. I did have a push last week, so we'll take that one off the board. I got 3 picks for you. And I'm going to let them fly. My first pick, I'm going to go Saturday afternoon into the SEC. I like Penn State minus 3 against Auburn. Penn State is 6-1 in their last 7 games against the spread in the month of September. Auburn, both teams are 2-0, but Auburn is 1-5 in their last 6 games on grass against the spread, and 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games versus a team with a winning record. Penn State, Auburn's been in the shambles last year. Didn't know if the coach would come back. They got quarterback issues, as always. And I just think Penn State's going to be a better football team, and they're going to come into Auburn and win that game. That's 2:30 Saturday afternoon. I like Penn State minus 3. I got my second pick's also a Saturday afternoon game, a game that I think the wrong team's favored. I'm going to take the 2-0 BYU Cougars plus 3.5 against Oregon. Oregon's also 2-0, but BYU is much better against the spread. Oregon, 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 non-conference games. BYU's 2-0. Oregon's 1-1. Game's at Oregon, but I think BYU should be the favorite. I'll take the 3.5 points, and like you think Miami might beat A&M straight up, I think BYU might beat Oregon straight up. My third and final pick, I'm going into the SEC. I like the Mississippi State Bulldogs, minus 2.5 against LSU.
Mississippi State is 5-1 against the spread in their last six road games. LSU following an against the spread win, 0-3-1 in their last four. It's the SEC opener for both teams. I watched Mississippi State beat Arizona last week, laid out there in Arizona. Their quarterback, Will Rogers, the air raid offense is going to be too much for LSU to handle. Will Rogers can throw it. He can run with it. He throws the ball to numerous different, he had like 11 different guys catch a pass against Arizona, and that's going to be trouble for LSU's defense, which has shown a little bit of vulnerability in their first two games. Can't read a whole lot in LSU's win over Southern, but I just think Mississippi State's going to come to town. That's 3 years now in the air raid offense for Mike Leach. That team's much comfortable, and Will Rogers is the exact kind of quarterback you need for it. And I just think it's going to be Mississippi State. I think they may win the game going away in the second half, but I'll lay the 2.5 points. Recapping my three picks, Penn State -3 against Auburn, BYU +3.5 against Oregon, and Mississippi State -2.5 against LSU. Anthony, I hope we make the folks some money.
Yeah, Tommy, you know, I mean, I like your picks, and, you know, you just never know. Like we always said, it's like throwing darts sometimes. You can only go by the information with that, too. You can only watch the game and make your own opinion. But, you know, I like our picks this week. I really do.
Well, and like we've told people for many, many years, we don't discuss our picks in advance, okay? Like, I didn't know what your picks were going to be. You didn't know mine. And there are weeks when we have the same pick, or there are times when we're on different sides of a pick. But we don't know about them until we record the podcast. You're in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we know we're picking three games. We just don't know what. So it's a lot of fun that we have six different games for the listeners and the gamblers today. Don't forget, meatandpotatoesusa.com if you like to bet on college football or the NFL. The Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge, the Iceberg Limo in Baton Rouge, iceberglimo.com. And coming near the end of the year, Ice House Tap Room Gulf Shores. We'll get you certainly more information on that. Anthony, you have a good afternoon, and we'll visit again soon.
All right, Tommy. I'll talk to you next week, and good luck to us.